Hello.
Hello, this is Kayla for customer support. Give me your courtesy comment.
I had an email from you guys saying that somebody tried to use my chime cord. It looked like to purchase a watch.
Okay. And what's your zip code, please?
45231.
Four, five, two, three, one. Your first and last name, please.
Lucille Richardson.
Okay. One moment, please, while I look at that account.
Okay.
For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
1545 Clover Knoll Drive, CLOVERNOLL, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45231.
Thank you. And I see here you have our females watch, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I think it was May 3rd. Well, I had got a special promotion that I had worn a watch, and all I had to pay was for the shipping for $7.95. Then I look at the email and it's saying, like, I guess now it's saying like it was $98.
All right. So it looks like you did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping for the product. It was given to you to try free for 14 days. And once you were past the 14 days, you was billed the full price and you're rolling the auto ship.
That's not what they told me.
Yeah, it was only 14 days.
I don't have no night. I didn't need no watch, but since it was a free gift and only got to pay for the shipping, that's why I got it. So I mean, I could send that back. I mean, hey, I'm trying to do a funeral for my granddaughter. I don't have no $98 for a watch that I didn't want. I mean, since it was free, I only had to pay for the shipping. That's the only reason I went on and got it. Took it rather. So what do I need to do? Call them, send it back, or what?
All right. Well, yeah, once they're shipped out, we don't get those back in.
I would never do – I'm these people, these places, pretending you won something and pay only the shipping, and then this happens.
All right. Well, this is a great product, a great luxury product, great for fashion. I can let you continue, and I give it to you at a 50% discount.
Please. Okay, now
so
what
you want
did
to
you
continue,
say?
You want to continue with a 50% discount every month?
A 50% discount, but come on the
so
watch?
So it'll be every month, it'll be half off.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're telling me or asking.
Every month it would be half off.
Half off of the 98?
Correct.
So you were saying I would just pay like half of that 98?
Every month.
Okay, so that'd be 2 months that I would pay. Okay, so how much would I be paying?
So it might be like $40-some instead of the full price.
40?
Yes.
Okay, so how would I do that? Put it on my card or send it to them or what?
No, it's every month. It'll just be taken out of your card. So you receive a different watch every month.
A different watch?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want that. It can continue to be a paying on watches every month.
Right.
I don't want that. I want to cancel it. I don't want that at all.
Right. So I did go ahead and cancel the account. You will no longer receive any future charges or shipments for this company.
That's crazy. I'm on Social Security. I can't. No. My rent is $1,200. No, no, no.
All right. So I didn't go ahead and get it closed out. You will no longer receive any future charges or shipments for this company.
I appreciate it. Oh, my goodness. So now what about this $98?
I'm sorry?
So what about this $98 that they try to charge on my card?
It just won't charge anymore.
Okay, like if I put money on my card, like today, say if I put 50, is my card going to take it because of this $98?
No, it's canceled.
Oh, honey, you just don't know how much I appreciate this.
I understand.
Oh, I don't think you do. I mean, $98, and I'm trying to chip in. My granddaughter passed away April the 21st, and she didn't have no insurance, and the whole family trying to chip in to help pay that. I would be an absolute fool to try to pay $98 for a watch when my granddaughter needed for her funeral. Oh, no. I appreciate it. I do. You just don't know how much. Trust me, I would never do this again. Never. I don't care what they. I don't care they say it's a dollar for this product and ship it. I'm canceling everything I see come up on my email about anything free. It's not free. It's deceptive. No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
they set you into stuff like that. Oh God.
Yeah, you know, some of the accounts you do have to just close out. So.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you taking care of that for me. You just don't know. I'd send you a gift if I could. They let me.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Well, yeah, I got it closed out, so it won't charge anymore. And you'll be receiving an email shortly, within 24 hours. So just let you know that this is canceled and you won't receive anything.
Okay. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. And before I hang up, you sound like you congested.
Oh, yeah, I have that. I have that excited.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart, you have a blessed day, and thank you. Thank you so much. Because I want to be able to use my Chime card, but I don't want to have to put money on it, and then that $98 be taking my money off my card. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Okay. What's your name?
No Chime Day. Kaylin.
Kaylin, okay. Do they have surveys I could do for the people that help me out, like you?
Oh, well, I could get you sent over to someone.
Do that, honey. Do that immediately. Now, that's the only thing that I will immediately respond to, but the rest of this crap,
Okay.
Thank
you, well, thank you so much for that. I'm about to go ahead and get you sent over now, okay?
Okay, and your name is Kaylin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, do that, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right, and I'm getting sent over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, sweetheart.
All right, bye.